This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in today, Mark chapter 12. We're gradually catching up on the radio with where I am as with preaching this series at church. At church, we're just one chapter ahead of this, chapter 13. And as a matter of fact, that's where we're going to be this Sunday. Well, we're going to be at the question posed in chapter 13, and that is, what'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? Now, I'm taking a couple weeks to answer that question, and we're taking a slight detour to look at that question in its entirety. Last week's sermon was the days of Noah, taken out of Matthew chapter 24. This week's sermon, that's this Sunday morning at 10:30, will be taken out of Luke chapter 17, when Luke the evangelist, who is a stickler for detail, he adds the comment that the Lord Jesus says, and as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be as well. So what characterized the days of Lot? This is the sign the Lord Jesus gives. We have wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, because iniquity will abound, the love of many will grow cold. When you hear and see these, and also the fig tree, the blossoming of the fig tree, the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when I return, and as it was in the days of Lot. What characterized the days of Lot? That's my sermon this Sunday morning, 10:30. You are invited to Island. If you are already a member of another church, look for the podcast here over the weekend, Sunday afternoon or Monday, WGODradio.com, as well as the Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Here's part one of this message now from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12.
Now, today we're moving onward in our 16-week study in the Gospel of Mark, and we indeed are in chapter 12. Now, this first parable, to better help us understand, for this first parable, I'm going to be using the New King James Version. For all you traditionalists, which I am a traditionalist, the King James is on the handout as well. Mark the occasion, I have my purple Bible today. Okay, Mark chapter 12, verse 1. Then he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it. He dug a place for the wine vat and built a tower. And he leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country. Now at vintage time, he sent a servant to the vine dressers that he might receive some of the fruit of the vineyard from the vine dressers. And they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent them another servant. And at him they threw stones, wounded him in the head, sent him away, shamefully treated. And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some and killing some. Therefore, still having one son, his beloved, He also sent him to them saying, they will respect my son. But those vine dressers said among themselves, this is the heir, come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. Is that what you think? Fool! The owner of this property is coming to collect some of his rent. And you have reasoned in your little walnut brains, come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. As if you renters are next in line for the owner's inheritance and will. Is that what you think? Surely the man's just not thinking, right? But let me tell you, without being born again, this is how it goes. And this is how the reasoning goes. Pick up today's newspaper and you'll read no less than 100 accounts of the very same thing. Let me ask the question. How many people have killed their parents or spouse and recited this very thing verbatim? Come, let us kill him. Come, let's kill her. And the inheritance will be ours. Amen. Have you heard that once in your life? Maybe twice. Or turn the television on and forget about that. I mean, that's what makes a good movie or TV show, right? Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. But real life, how do you explain that? This is how the Bible explains this condition. It's found in a verse. It's Romans chapter 8, verse 6, that says this. It says, to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Again, Romans 8, 6. To be carnally minded is death every time. That is, if you let your flesh lead you in life regarding what you do, it'll kill you every time. If you're led by the flesh and not the spirit on the inside of you, it'll kill you. Paul said, I know in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And for the Christian, once you're saved, you now have a dual nature. And now you see, you have a problem now where you never used to have a problem before. Here's another verse. Let me give you this one. Galatians 5:16 says this. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh includes killing your husband or your wife or the landlord. Notice that that verse offers you the solution to the problem. Walk in the Spirit. Next verse here, Galatians 5:17. Notice the fight and the conflict. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you, the King James says, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Not only you might not, but you cannot. You can't do it. There's a fight on the inside of you. Once you are born again, once you receive the Holy Spirit, you now have a conflict going on. And when you're walking in the flesh, you can't please God. It's not that you might please God or might not please God. You can't do it. You can't do it. Again, it's a classic battle like Frankenstein meets the Wolfman. King Kong versus Godzilla. Alien against Predator. The good Bill against the evil bad Bill. Steinbrook, that is. Who's going to win? The good Rob and the bad Rob. Good Pastor Paul and the bad Pastor Paul. It's a classic battle going on. You could say this is proof of your salvation. Because you never gave a rip before. Now you care about these things. You care about the things of God. Now your conscience is under the control of the Holy Spirit. Whereas before, you were just like these renters in today's parable. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. Not even thinking of any consequences. I mean, could you, in your right mind, you think you're going to go kill this guy and then inherit everything that he has? Friend, you're deceived. Now let's follow this through here to the end. Let's see what happens here. Again, chapter 12, Gospel of Mark, verse 6. Here comes the owner's beloved son. By the way, what and who is this a picture of? And God sending his son to the nation of Israel, right? Therefore, still having one son, his beloved, or well-loved, he sent him also to them last, saying, they will respect my son. Now there's another mistake. Why would they think that? Why do you expect holiness out of this guy over here? You see, Jesus said, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they turn and tear you to pieces. Do not give what is holy to the dogs. You know, it reminds me of this Navy chaplain I heard about. Over a 20-year vet, highly decorated. And some homosexual Navy guy married to another man came up to him and said to him, what do you think about marriage? Now, he didn't ask him because he wanted to know. He asked him because he wanted to see him court-martialed for believing the word of God. And he answered and said, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. And the man got thrown out of the Navy after some 25 or 30 years in the service. He was like a full bird colonel, and they threw him out and were going to dishonorably discharge him for saying, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. Do not give what is holy to the dogs. The young girl that owned the pizza shop up there in Indiana, some newscaster drove like 6 hours to get to her from across another state. Opened up the door, knocked on the door, and said, so-and-so news, what's your opinion on marriage? Some innocent 20-something-year-old kid said, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. They were on the front page of the, they were on the news, front page of the New York Times, hate mail and the like. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine. You see, the inquiring mind you should share this with, those that are just trying to trip you up and take you down, out of the Son of God's mouth himself. Don't waste your time. He didn't do it. He didn't answer their questions. They asked him questions. He would stay silent. He deliberately didn't answer their questions. As a lamb before its shearers is silent, it says in Isaiah 53, so he opened not his mouth.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.